War nämlich heute in der Ausstellung.
Und wie schon angekündigt, werdet ihr jetzt hörend durch diese Ausstellung geführt. Allerdings findet das Ganze auf Englisch statt. Also, liebe Zuhörer, die kein Englisch sprechen, setzt euch einen Dolmetscher daneben.
Ja, zuerst haben wir noch einen deutschen Teil zur Konzeption der Ausstellung. Die Ausstellung wurde von dem Soziologen und Menschenrechtler Martin Dolfer mitentwickelt, der auch irgendwie zu diesem Konzept der Restorative Justice arbeitet. Und die hat uns dann eine anwesende Person noch erklärt und hat viel gesagt, wie die Ausstellung entstanden ist. Da war allerdings der Praktikant ein wenig zu doof und hat die erste Minute leider nicht mit aufgenommen, sodass er jetzt nur den Teil zur Restorative Justice hört und danach den Audioguide durch die Ausstellung.
Ich habe mir auch selber erzählt, dass auch hier steht, er sagte, das war so eine Art von Restorative Justice, also das heißt wiederherstellende Gerechtigkeit. Gerechtigkeit kann nicht hergestellt werden im Sinne von, jetzt ist alles wieder gut, aber allein schon die Tatsache, dass die Menschen gehört werden, dass ihren Geschichten zugehört wird, dass ihnen ihren Geschichten Glauben geschenkt wird, hat auch einen heilenden Aspekt. Also sozusagen die Ausstellung ist einerseits eine Aktion nach außen,
ja,
um Leute zu informieren, aber sie hat auch, glaube ich, ganz stark so den Charakter nach innen auch gehabt in der Erstellung. Also dass man so im Erzählen, im Produzieren dessen, was dann die eigene Geschichte darstellt, auch dass es auch gut tut, dass man da ein Stückchen wieder zur Person wird. Ne?
Ich meine mich zu erinnern, dass Restorative Justice auch das ist, was in Südafrika und Ruanda angewandt wurde.
Genau. Daran hat er sich auch orientiert, oder das war im Grunde auch so ein Orientierungsmodell zu sagen, dass es ganz wichtig ist, jenseits dessen, ob man hat in dem Sinne eine Wiedergutmachung im Sinne von Geld oder was weiß ich passiert, dass es ganz wichtig ist, dass Menschen erstmal gehört werden und dass ihnen Glauben geschenkt wird, dass das ein ganz wichtiger Aspekt von Gerechtigkeit ist und das, was diese Tribunale in Südafrika und in Ruanda ja auch leisten sollten.
Und das heißt, im Sinne dieser Restorative Justice wären jetzt die NATO-Staaten in der Pflicht hier auch die Leute aufzunehmen?
Das ist der nächste Schritt. Also Restorative Justice heißt ja wiederherstellende Gerechtigkeit. Und das Zuhören und Glauben schenken ist eben auch nur der erste Schritt. Der zweite Schritt, die nächsten Schritte wären eben auch, Menschen einen Ausgleich für das erlittene Unrecht zu geben. Und das hieße in dem Fall, ihre eigene Forderung ist, wir wollen hier bleiben. Wir wollen hier Lebensmöglichkeiten finden, wir wollen hier ein Dach über dem Kopf haben, wir wollen eine Arbeitsmöglichkeit haben. Das wäre eine Form von Gerechtigkeit. Eine andere Form von Gerechtigkeit wäre für diejenigen, die sagen, okay, also Deutschland war nie mein Ziel, ich wäre bereit, in mein Heimatland zurückzukehren, eine angemessene Abfindung, wenn man so will. Eine angemessene Entschädigung für das, was ihnen in Libyen zerstört wurde. Mit Hilfe der NATO-Staaten durch die Luftangriffe etc.
Und dann tatsächlich auch eine Möglichkeit, da ohne Gesichtsverlust aufzutauchen. Also wir haben mit Leuten geredet, die erzählt haben, die ihre Eltern nur sehr spärlich anrufen,
ja,
eben weil sich das finanziell nicht mehr so rentiert wie in Libyen. Da ist ja schon noch einiges zusammengebrochen.
Ja, genau. Also ich meine, das ist nicht nur das Gesicht wahren, sondern auch ganz reell. Ne? So, also sie haben, das eine ist, es ist schwierig zurückzukehren und auch momentan Kontakt zu halten, weil sie nichts zu bieten haben. Aber Gerechtigkeit heißt ja auch ganz reell. Diese Leute haben jahrelang für ihre Familien sorgen können. Sie können es nicht mehr aufgrund dieses Krieges, der maßgeblich verschärft wurde, zumindest durch die Intervention der NATO und auch entschieden wurde durch die Intervention der NATO. Libyen ist kein Land mehr, in dem sie arbeiten können. Libyen ist im Chaos. Libyen, der Rassismus ist viel, viel schlimmer noch geworden. Also für subsaharische Afrikaner ist dort wirklich kein Platz mehr. Insofern ist ihnen die Lebensgrundlage kaputt gemacht worden und Restorative Justice würde auch heißen, nicht nur Gesicht wahren, sondern auch wirklich mit einem angemessenen Ausgleich dann vielleicht nach Hause zurückkehren können, wenn das die für diejenigen, die es wollen, und für die anderen aber zu sagen, okay, wir sehen eure Notlage und wir sehen aber auch, ihr seid Leute, die hier was mitbringt. Ja. Ja, ihr seid ja, ihr habt dort gearbeitet, ihr könntet auch theoretisch hier arbeiten. Ihr habt ja Kompetenzen. Es geht ja auch darum, die Menschen nicht nur als Opfer zu sehen, das sind sie einerseits, sondern sie sind ja auch Menschen, die was mitbringen. Sie sind ja kompetente, fähige Männer.
Ja, uns erzählt ja jemand, er sei LKW-Fahrer gewesen in Libyen.
LKW-Fahrer, Maurer, Karosseriebauer, Fliesenleger etc.
Und das sind ja nun tatsächlich auch nicht die Berufe, wo die Anerkennungshürden so ganz, ganz krass hoch sein sollten. Sondern wer Auto fahren kann, kann Auto fahren.
Genau, wer will, kann, glaube ich, mit Anerkennung was machen. Also es gibt ja auch mittlerweile zum Beispiel bei der Kirche, aber auch bei Vericom Arbeitsstellen, die speziell zu Anerkennungsfragen arbeiten. Also wenn man Interesse daran hätte, die Männer hier zu behalten, dann gibt es auch Wege, das auch sinnvoll zu tun.
Okay. Ja, dann danke auf jeden Fall schon mal für die Einführung.
Genau, es war jetzt auch nur nochmal.
Wir sind in der Ausstellung.
Im Folgenden möchten wir darauf hinweisen, dass mangels ausreichender Bürokapazitäten das Angebot, was gleich angeboten wird, dass man doch für Informationen zur Ausstellung im FSK-Büro anrufen kann, das nehmen wir zurück und bitten euch, einfach selber dann in der Ausstellung vorbeizuschauen.
Das ist nämlich viel spannender und für alle auch viel einfacher. Und ja, jetzt.
Viel Spaß, würde ich sagen.
Wir sind in der Ausstellung über die Situation der Lampedusa-Flüchtlinge in der St. Pauli-Kirche. Zwei der Leute werden uns gleich durch die Ausstellung führen und uns die einzelnen Stationen ein bisschen erklären. Das wird dann auf Englisch stattfinden und wir hoffen, ihr versteht das alle soweit. Und wenn das jemand nicht versteht, dann einfach
anrufen,
nach der Sendung im Sender anrufen und wir erklären das nochmal auf Deutsch. Ja.
Okay, so.
Die Ausstellung beginnt da hinten mit der Situation in Hamburg. Ja. Maybe you can tell us what's on the first pictures and so what's thoughts behind this exhibition.
In these pictures. Okay, this one, this is Germany. So I'm talking about the time war was started in Libya. Yeah. So those people, you see this one, have a uniform, soldier uniform, and go catch blast who live in Libya, innocent persons. And everyone lay down. They want to shoot them. There is no law. This is innocent people. Followed by here, a time the war started, everyone want to fight their life, run for your life. So they took boat. That is fishing boat, not a ship. And the boat is not a new. This is old one. This is inside the sea. Some more people are dead. One, you see how to call it, the picture ran out. You see how the boat turning like this. No one has survived. I have a lot of problems.
And this is on the Mediterranean Sea?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think this picture is very interesting. Because
yeah.
What you see is two black men.
Yeah, there is
sitting.
More. They have light.
Yeah, there is more. But
yeah.
What you see now is two black men.
Yes.
Sitting on the ground, having their hands
yes.
above their heads.
Yeah.
About to be shoot, uh-huh. And the interesting thing is what's
yeah.
behind because
yeah.
You said they are soldiers.
They are soldiers, and those people are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You see, those people are fighting with Gaddafi.
With
this
against.
This
yeah, those people are fighting with the president. So this
yeah.
is a rebels.
Yeah, rebels.
These
yeah.
are the rebels.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is a rebels, and those rebels, they know that. This blast, some more from Sudan and those countries, they are living in Libya. There is more blast in Libya. So they know that those people are joining Gaddafi.
Yeah.
They can catch people, innocent person, you don't know what is going on, to kill you anyhow.
And it's a special situation for black people in Libya.
No, because of Libya war, so those people are rebels, they don't care about you are black, or even they hate blast more.
Yeah, and they are not black. You can see that on the picture.
Yeah, you see the colors.
The soldiers are not black.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are original from Libya.
Yeah, this is Arabs.
Yeah. And they shoot you or shoot the black people who came into Libya because they think they are with Gaddafi.
Yeah, and they want to make trouble, more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That is why they kill people anyhow.
Yeah.
Though Gaddafi have their family, but no one want to go there. Except you go around and catch a blast, people are working, living there, innocent persons.
Okay. And the next station is about the situation in Libya. and we see pictures of a house which is shot down and of a jail and again of people holding holding black people a gun onto the neck.
This picture, as you see it now, some people are inside prison. And those rebels, they can, when they saw black pass on the street, if you are lucky, they come and catch you, take you, go jail. If you didn't happy, lucky, they shoot you and you die. Yeah, so this is a two option. Either your life is safe, you go jail, and you don't know what is happening in jail. They take more people go the desert and train for soldier, force soldier. After that, anyone who said, I don't want to do this kind of thing, finish you. So they kill more blacks because everyone in fear. You are not a soldier. How can you go face the war? So you not accept yourself, and they shoot you. You see, those people are inside. Inside the jail.
Okay. And there's a statement on the blackboard where as when the revolution started, the rebels searched the houses in the townships where black Africans lived. They went from house to house. Some men were taken to Misrata and never had been seen again. A lot of people disappeared and became victims of extrajudicial killings. So it maybe describes the situation in Libya.
On the next wall we have four pictures. On the first one we can clearly see one man is threatened with a gun and he's black again and on his both
this
sides.
This is Arab man and this is Arab man. This one is innocent person, you don't know anything. You're not to a soldier, not to a police, nothing. Just civilian, foreigner.
Yes.
But they catch him.
And below there's some kind of camp, or what is it? What can I say?
No, here we can. Those people had yourself and make some small camp because there is no place to go and hide yourself. And Libya is desert. Not a forest, so you want to go inside, nobody see you. It's a forest. And the fight starting from the. It's a desert. From desert, you come inside the town.
Okay.
How can you run? So those people are find place and make the small area like camp and they stay there, they hide themselves, no noise and be silence. Because when the rebels know that the place those people are living, their dead body, they come and destroy everything. So they don't have any place to go find maybe pot or find water to drink or very, very terrible. And how you see a person they prepare food, the area. You see the environment is very, very bad.
Yeah, and you see the people share all that.
Yeah.
It's not very much, but they share it. And
you can't go outside. How can you go outside?
Yeah. Is that in the desert or in the city?
Something like very close to town, but not to inside town. Yeah. Inside town.
So you think they look for protection?
Yeah, so those people, even me particular, I be some place, not here, but another place, the same thing as here, before I came Italy. Because when you live in your house and soldiers are not to attack you, it's not easy to go outside to find a way you pass through water, come Italy, even a problem. So when you have a lucky and you pass to go this side, here is very close to seaside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, by and by, if we get one person know how to drive boat, even small, some more boat, they don't have a correct captain to drive the boat and get problem, everybody will dead.
So what
problem? Because run for your life.
Yeah. What we hear in Germany about the Libyan war is that people flee from there because of the economic situation, because they are poor, because they can't survive. But in fact, it's not only the economic situation, or it's mainly that you be threatened for your life.
Yeah. Exactly.
And some people were not able to leave Libya because the NATO smashed the airport?
Yeah, at time, though, in Libya, as you see Libya country, more foreigners living in different cities, not Tripoli. Because Libyans, they have more investments like Benghazi, Musilata, those cities, they have more investment there. So people are working in company and those things. But when the war started, the time war was started, and UN blood play in Tripoli. So those who are living in Tripoli, they, you have to run, go to airport and take play, go to your country. But anyone who live in another city, there is no way to come Tripoli to take play. How can you come? They close the road and no car pass there.
But you ever saw...
So people who are living in Tripoli, even small, a half chance to go there, to go back to their country. There is more people who are not half chance to go outside. Yeah. When you go outside to airport, you can find play, go to your country. But who come your house to take you, protect you, go, how do you call it, airport. And airport is so far. There is more soldiers and rebels and soldiers mixed. You don't know who is who. And bad people are there. You know Arabs. People are not soldier, not police. You don't care about this fight, but they hit blast. They can kill you anyhow because this case cannot go anywhere. Nothing.
In the next two pictures, we see...
fighting scenes.
Yeah, fighting scenes, situations from war.
We see more people are dead.
Yeah, we see dead people.
Yeah.
We see a they military them. Machine.
Yeah.
How do you call that? You know it?
This one... I don't know the rare English.
Tank.
Yeah, the tank. I say,
yeah, I think it's some kind of a tank.
Yeah.
But the astonishing thing is that the pictures you told us are self-taken. And the pictures are yours.
Yeah.
You took them in Libya, so they came directly from the country, directly from the situation...
How do you call it? As we see peoples we live in here, we came in from Libya, there is more peoples have problem in their own town. So even right now, if you want to tell anyone, go back to the country, very, very problem, because they have big problem and they run come to Libya to stay there. You see? So this is a terrible problem. But the Italians... The reason is the economy is raised down. That is why everything will go wrong. And those people are, you know that, they are different. They are different. That is why we are here. Because the time we came Italy, we know that we survive. Though we have our life, but economy side, we still suffer on the streets.
Okay.
You get me where?
Yeah.
And on the next blackboard, we see another three pictures, one of a boat, and the upper picture is a street control of the rebel army?
This one. This is a rebel's army. Because you see this flag.
Yeah.
This is a Benghazi flag. Even right now, Libyan's nation, this one, they change green one, use this one. Because rebels have power right now, I'm talking about. And Gaddafi regime, Gaddafi have a green flag, no color, one color like this, green flag. So anyone you saw him and you have this flag, maybe be like this, this is a rebel. So this one is a rebel soldier. This is a rebel army.
And it's only on the edge of the picture, but on the right, you can see a man without a leg.
Yeah, this is rebels. And Gaddafi soldiers, they fight with them.
Okay, so the man without a leg is a fighter?
Yeah, this is a joining. This is a Libyan man.
Okay.
It's a rebel. So when you go forward and you want to face, you want to face each other, even you want to kill some, and some trying to kill you, so you can cut your, how do you call it, leg easy.
Okay. And after Libya, you crossed the Mediterranean Sea on boat.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you come by boat too?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have three pictures again. All these pictures, picture boats. And two boats are on the Mediterranean Sea. One is stormy water, and one, I think the picture in the middle is at the Italian coast.
This one?
Yes.
This one is Etam Dia Arava. Etam Dia Arava, Italy, in the land side. So, the how do you call it? Protection police and those people so are come there to meet them.
The coast guards.
So those people so are rather fresh. But this one, you see the boat, all here is already tear spoiled. So this boat, I don't know, but I can't believe rich. No, because this one happened in far away. There is more people inside, more than 500. Some I get 1,000 something.
More than 500 people on this tiny
boat.
Yeah,
you see, all this one is people, and it be like two flat. People are down, and they flow, and another one is up. You see, and this one also, the time the boat sank, and I have this picture. You see, people are here.
Oh,
yeah. People are in the water.
Yeah, this is a people.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one has survived.
Did you have to pay for boarding
for
people?
No, my boat, boat took me from Libya. There is no problem until I reach in Italy.
Okay.
And we take 31 hours before we reach.
It was 31 hour, the whole journey?
Yeah, the whole journey from Libya to Italy, 31 hours. Some are half, well, 1 week, 3 days, 4 days, more, yeah.
And do you know...
We
live 5 days.
5 days?
5 days?
Yeah, you see. People have 7 days before, yeah.
So you were lucky?
Yeah, I'm full lucky.
Okay.
So people get peace.
Peace, how do you call it? Find something. When you peace finish, maybe 5 minutes, you come cool down and you start to drink because there is no water, no food.
You
can't do anything.
If you have food, you cannot eat.
Even save our boat, even life jacket.
The same boat, more people are living there. See, people living there, maybe 500 or 700 people in 3 days. Some are go toilet, some are. There is more problem. More problem.
Cows.
When you arrived in Italy, where did you get food from?
When you move from Libya and you are away coming to Italy, that time, except God take care of you. Yeah, there is no.
The time you reach in Italy, where you get food.
The time we reach, as I told you before, the Lampedusa police, they come and receive everybody, and they bring long bus, go inside, and they took all of them go camp. And they serve.
You got food there?
Yeah. That time everyone go and bath.
And eat.
And have a tutu cloth with a surface, and we sleep.
Okay. And these next pictures are from Lampedusa?
This one.
Yeah?
This one is Lampedusa. And this one, Lampedusa. This is a Lampedusa camp.
This is a camp? Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like a prison.
Yeah, because when you came, run for your life. Only this cloth and this one you used to come here, and you didn't have any money, nothing. Your life, you need it. So these people's Italian, they give us T-shirts and trousers, the same as footballers.
Mm-hmm. But they also walk around with guns and you are behind.
What? These people's?
Yeah.
Here. This one, this is the Italian police.
Yeah.
That's an Italian, so who did practice angefecht. Yeah.
This is Calabilini. Mm.
You know his name?
Yeah, Calabilini. Italian police.
Man kann auch sehen, wo eigentlich sind so Bilder, wo einer mit Machine Gun und Halter an fest. Wenn die da abführen.
And this is like where you first arrived with the bus?
Yeah, this is Lampedusa camp.
Okay. It's completely crowded.
Yeah, it looks like a big crowded stadium entrance.
Yeah.
So like a stadium before Bayern plays against Dortmund.
And here you have men sitting on the riverside and you see on the fence drying trousers.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about the picture?
Yeah, this picture.
This one is like Libya.
This is
Libya.
Libya. This is a seaside.
This side, seaside.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So this is a port in Libya?
Yeah. You have different side.
Okay. But
and these are people?
Where are these? Libya? They tell me we have a banana room.
People
yeah,
waiting?
Yeah.
These people want to commit because of war. They want to come.
That's all about you.
Because there's no way to go. Like come better for you.
You see like these people.
Yeah, that's a no way to go.
And then there are pictures of the camps in Italy again.
Yeah, here is Lampedusa camp. Because people are come, maybe thousands something, and there is more people.
Many people. Look at him. He's not looking South African.
Yeah, this is Arab. Because that time Libya war was started. At the same time, Tunisian have a war. So
okay.
Those people are from Tunis.
And you got along well with the people
so
from
when
Tunis.
So when we are coming from Libya and Tunisian. How do you call it? Citizen also coming to Italy.
Yeah.
So sometimes we can meet on the camp, and we miss. We are all of refugees. So there is more Arabs inside.
But you got along well with the Arab people, the African,
no,
the black Africans, and the Arab people who fled.
This area is Lampedusa,
yeah.
And here is camp. No one have the power. If you have your power, this is your country, not Italy.
Yeah.
As you are a refugee, you have to cool down.
You were good together. You didn't have arguments with them, especially.
But they share too. And those Arabs, they sleep another side, and blacks we sleep another side. But here is a compound of camp.
Okay.
Yeah, here is compound. Because this is a buildings, and you see lay. This is compound.
And you did have to sleep in tent?
Yeah, Lampedusa and Sicily camp already full. So there is no camp and no place more again. So Italian, they find ways and means to find tent. People are coming and come and sleep there because the camp is already full.
Okay.
Here beside the picture it says, I really wonder where all the money that the EU and the UN gave Italy to provide us refugees was spent or kept. In the camp where I lived, we only got lunch and supper and few vitamins. No one was listening to our problems.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
And
exactly.
And from Lampedusa you came to other Italian towns?
Yeah, me... I'm talking about my own.
Yeah,
talking about my own. Because I don't know each one problem. Yeah, because this guy, he said he spent maybe 3 days before, but me in particular, this is 31 hours, and I didn't see any suffering thing in how do you call it, seaside. So I praise God for that. Me, when I reached there, I sleep in Lampedusa one day. And they took me there, come this area. I came here to live here 6 days. And they took me from there to Milan.
Ah, Milan.
Yeah, Milano. And I come to stay there until a time I left from Italy.
And you stayed in a refugee camp in Milan? Or
yeah, where?
Yeah.
There is more people.
Sicilia to Bari camp.
Yeah.
But Bari?
Look, me.
Bari?
Bari camp.
Bari? Bari. North Italian?
Apul- yeah. No, no.
It's Italy.
Bari is South
Italy.
Italian.
Okay.
It's Apulia.
Because of documents, they arrest me to 7 months prison me.
7 months?
Prison without nothing.
So after you came from Lampedusa, you were prisoned directly.
They arrest me directly for nothing. Because of boys, some boys, African boys, is black. You wear red shirt, I wear red shirt. You go outside, fight. They come inside, they come arrest you.
Okay, and you were in a...
7 months without nothing. No information, no case. I just stay inside for nothing.
Okay.
7 months. What?
and did you get any kind of restoration afterwards, or did they even say sorry?
Nothing. They just I just did to 7 months. I come out. I said no. I won't come out because of what you arrest me for nothing, no reason. You say go out. Why? So they took me forth and come outside because I spent 7 months. Like me, I don't want to come out because if somebody, nothing I do, you arrest me for nothing. 7 months, you say go out. I don't want to go out. I'm out to stay inside because nothing I do.
Yeah.
Even Africa, they Africa, I'm 30 years now. No arrest because I know that I won't do bad. I never do bad to how to arrest.
And the prison you stayed in was an Italian prison, so you stayed with Italian people? Or?
Yeah, I stayed for Italian people, many people.
Together?
They like me, we everything, they like everything. So even everybody calls Zakaria. Even now I get my friends for Italy. So,
yeah.
Aziz. Aziz, now we'll be so as a
Mwako.
I'm
waiting to find it. And just now,
you show us
about the group which from off there.
Read it out if you want to. We have a paper here.
Was in
with the headline Film Screening and Discussion, Mare Chiuso, Closed Sea. Tell me what's that about.
What is meaning of this?
Ah, you don't know neither.
It's German.
Yeah, it's German, yeah. But it's English too, on the others. No, it's... Yes.
English.
It's a... yeah, it's a film screening event in Colibri Center, which is very nearby on Hein Kölisch Platz.
About 100 meters.
You see it right at sea. And because of... agreement between Italian.
So we just got a flyer that there will be a movie on the 15th of August in Colibri. At which time is it? At 7:30 p.m., which is 19:30. And it's Stefano Liberti's movie about the Mediterranean Sea, and it's called Closed Sea oder Verschlossenes Meer.
Yeah.
Mare Chiuso.
Okay, we go on the exhibition.
Yes.
Because now we see one boat arriving at Italian coast.
Yeah.
And there are people waiting for the boat. So.
Yeah. Because of what is happening in Libya, so everyone who came from Libya, Araba, those people, Italian, they are happy because. You are still alive.
Okay, but
they're happy for you.
Yeah, because those people, they know that people are dead in Libya.
Okay.
So when you enter a new one, they come and meet you to ask you more questions. Generally, and more people are there.
Okay. So they are
securities. They are happy to come and rescue you, to receive you because of you are still alive.
And have those people come from Libya before, or are they born in Italy?
This one.
Yeah?
These people are Some are blessed because they turn this boat Arava. Two boat Arava before this one Arava. And the police keep all these blasts came from Libya, keep it here, they waiting for this boat.
Okay.
Because soldiers go, navy go inside sea to control those people coming. So they're waiting for those people. That is why there is more blasts inside. Yeah. And they took all of them go come.
Okay, and after Italy you came to Hamburg?
Yeah, me after Italy I came to Hamburg direct. Even Italy, I don't know any city apart from Milan.
And can you tell a story why you did come to Hamburg?
Me?
Why Hamburg? Why not Berlin or something?
I'm a refugee, but the reason why I like Hamburg, I know that Hamburg, even the time I was in Africa, I know that Hamburg is a different city.
Oh, you knew
in
Hamburg
Europe.
Before?
Yeah, I hear the message. I don't know the country, but I hear the message. Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, I know more history book from Germany because there is more Ghanaians living in Germany here.
Yeah.
In Hamburg, especially.
You have a big
so
Ghanaian
sometimes they
community
brought books English. Divided here is the Dutch. Here is English, so you can read to see what is going on in Hamburg. Yeah. So the most important is protecting the human being. It's the best. In Hamburg, they care about human being as you are. They care about you. You're still alive. They care about you. Yeah. Even dead body, the police take care of dead body and go and bury before they are free. See, though America is a superpower of the world, but Hamburg have a peace more than America. Yeah, the reason is, at the time my mother was born, I know that there is more Ghanaian living in Hamburg and more Ghanaians living in America. You see what is happening about the trade center fall down. There is more Ghanaians are dead. But this case is not easy to happen in Germany here, no? Not possible. Germany love each other, but America have more enemies. Yeah, more countries are hit America. But you can't find one country in this world it hit Germany, no?
Ask around in Europe. Ask Portuguese.
In Africa. Okay, though, I'm from Africa. By Africa, you can't find one country who is hit Germany.
Yeah.
For what? Nothing.
The Greeks.
And
because they're not talking about religion. Yeah. You know, talking about this religion create more problems in some more countries. Yeah, they're talking about love, peace, and harmony. Yeah.
And when you came to Hamburg, you first slept on the streets. Or where did you live in Hamburg first?
At the time I reached Hamburg, I took train from Italy to Hamburg here. So when I arrived, I don't know anybody and I don't have any family. I don't know anyone. But I have to find my right and I know that this is a peaceful country. No matter how it is, they can help me to find a place to stay there.
Yeah, but first in Hamburg, where did you stay? Where did you sleep at first before you came to the church?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in Pikas. You know, the
characters. Yes,
yeah.
I know it.
I went to sleep there.
Okay, for the people not from Hamburg, what is Peak Ass?
Peak Ass is a project for homeless people.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So people from the streets come there
yeah,
and
yeah,
sleep
to
there.
Come and sleep there.
And refugees too.
Yes, yes.
But it's very crowded, isn't it?
Yeah. But some this coming when we was there and we hear message about from the elders, our leaders who lead the area, and they said in summertime they close the camp so no one have sleep more again because we can find any way to go anywhere you want. And that time they're talking about that still now the cool, we have a cool still
and
now snow is there, so it's not easy to go outside and they bring police before we go outside. Not rape police, that is securities. And they come on, yeah. So when everyone go outside and people sleeping in, how do you call it, street, me particular 3 days, I didn't sleep. In night time, I go to buy small coke and sit down on the Madonna's in Habano. I sit down from maybe 9 o'clock until tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock. Yeah, I can't go anywhere because I don't want to work in night time.
Yeah.
It's not fair and I don't know anybody here. 3 days. Yeah, 3 days.
And then you came to St. Pauli Church.
So,
how did you do that?
One, my friend called me that some pastors who came from St. Paulo to come and meet people who is a refugee in Habano. And they said they saw it on the television and those things. Generally, it's rude and they're talking about the situation. But they are Christians and though which one is not Christian, you don't care about that, but they are honor and they love people. Our situation is so terrible. So they come and took some to here and protect those people. So I'm also involved to come here. And when I come here, I'm so happy because anyone who came here, they give you more and good advice and have a, how do you call it, patience, you can get what you need in, you can get what you need in your life, you see, better than, I think, I don't know, because this St. Paul help us so much, in fact, yeah, true, yeah.
And now you call yourself Lampedusa in Hamburg?
When I compare myself,
Your
the group
is called Lampedusa in Hamburg now. So what does that mean?
Lampedusa Hamburg.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason is, a time we are came from Libya to Italy. Everybody in living here, refugee from there, and the Italians, a time they give us document, when they give you, and they give you, some people say I receive 400 euros, some people say I receive 300. Me, the highest is 500. They give me 500. A time they give me my money, they said, go and take your luggage and go outside, find a place, your accommodation, nobody care about anything again. You see? So, everybody should go outside and they close everything. So when you spend, even you sleep in outside, by and by you have to buy food to eat because you are a human being. And when this money is finished, how can you survive again? This is a problem. So anyone who decide before to go another country, you have to go now. Me particular time I reach Italy, I know that even Italy give me document, I can't stay here because I know what I'm planning. I know the area I want to go and stay there because I know those people's history. I want to be their life, you see. So when they give me 500, unless I go buy tickets and take train coming to Hamburg here, when I reach here, the ticket is 280 euro. And yeah, and I come in. When I enter, you see 280 divided by 500, that is 220, and that time I spent 40 euro inside, so remain 180.
And what do you wish for your future now? So what do you want to do? And
okay, my opinion is, me particular, my opinion, I decide myself when I reach Europe, I will come Hamburg to stay with them forever. This is my opinion because I'm single and I don't have any family in Europe here. I don't know anybody. There is no friend. So I have to start my family. Yeah. And I like to make my family from Europe. And Europe without Hamburg, in myself, I don't like any place more again.
Okay.
Because even Berlin is Germany, but I don't like Berlin because I passed there before I came here. I pass mountain, more cities, but I know the area my heart is going on. Yeah.
So you want to stay in Hamburg?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you said your heart is in Hamburg.
Yeah.
There's a part of a song about it.
Yes.
It's called The Heart of St. Pauli.
Yeah.
You know that? You heard it? Because it's always sung in the stadium, St. Pauli Football Club.
Yes, yes.
The Heart of St. Pauli.
Okay.
it says the Heart of St. Pauli is where my home is.
Yeah, yeah. You are right. You are right. So, right now, the most important, me particular, I need it. When I have documents, permit of stay, and I will go to school because I'm driver and I have to continue. I'm a tipper truck driver in Africa, so I have to continue to find a better job to work as a company car or any big trucks. I have to do it. Yeah. So I'll keep my money, and I will, when the time I have money, I will try to find a woman who make my family for me. Yeah, but not right now. This is a procedure, step by step.
Yeah. Okay.
We have the last wall here. La Provincia
and
Hamburg is the headline.
Here is Germany here. That is Hamburg. And here also is Hamburg. Hamburg. Here is the church site here. A time we are rubber here, and pastor give us food, everything. Everybody bath and oh Lord. Because a time we stay in, how do you call it, Habanov. How can you go and bath, and even you don't have place to bath. You don't have place to do anything. Nothing. You are a student, inside your bag, a morning time, you have to paste, finish, and you have to walk on the street anyhow. You don't know anybody, and that time, this is a cool time. But you don't have place to go. It's a problem.
What we see in the picture is two pictures of the demonstration at Hauptbahnhof.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can read, der NATO-Krieg in Libyen hat unsere Flucht verursacht. Wir fordern unsere Rechte.
Tend to English for me.
Yeah, it says NATO war in Libya caused that we had to leave the country, and we fight for our rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can tell you that some people are talking about these kind of things, and as I told you, everyone have their own mind. Yeah. You see. And anyone who have their own, it from the heart, and they give you anything you want. Yeah. Because when you came here, German is German. German is from beginning, not now. There is no, how do you call it? German people are human beings. They have sympathy for human beings, and they love each other. So when you came here and you want to stay here, you have to obey the law, the laws, the German government laws, Hamburg state government laws, what is good and what is right. You have to know where. This is an important thing. So when you manage yourself down, you can settle down and move with the German peoples without no problem. Because they don't care about your color, they don't care about anything. But Italy, you can see that Italian live with a blast. It's not possible because they are Italians.
But being in São Paulo, you're very lucky because here, around here, there are people who may not care about your color.
Okay.
But there are areas in Hamburg, it's different. It's not everywhere the same as here.
Okay. Though I don't know anywhere, that is why, and the place I know, they love people.
Yeah, you're lucky. If the whole world would be like St. Pauli, it would be a better place.
Huh.
Maybe. Okay, and there are movies on the exhibition too?
At the time we came here and some journalists and those who snap pictures and video, they came here for interview about our situation, the reason why we came in here, the reason what has happened in Libya and what is happening in Italy, those kind of things, and some are video. But our how do you call it, situation, if you check a computer,
yeah,
you can find it and you can see easy on YouTube, and you check Al Jazeera news, you can get it, BBC, you can get it. There is more powerful radios have it. When you check it on the computer, you can see the video, you see the pictures, you see the news, everything, and you see what Libyans they talking about. Yeah, you can see.
Okay, yeah, this was the whole exhibition. Thank you for guiding us.
Yeah,
guiding us.
Ja, das war eine Audiorundführung durch die Ausstellung von Lampedusa in Hamburg. Es lohnt sich trotz allem, auch wenn ihr das jetzt gehört habt, sich das nochmal selber anzugucken. Es gibt viele Informationstexte auch neben den Bildern. Die Jungs sind auch immer gerne bereit, einen da durchzuführen, und man kommt ganz schnell ins Gespräch. Die freuen sich über eigentlich fast jeden Besuch. Also eine Empfehlung, nutzt das gute Wetter, geht da vorbei. Und ja, das Nachmittagsmagazin verabschiedet sich jetzt auch schon.
In das immer noch brillante Wetter.
Mit einem Track vom Fall Böse, und zwar Raus. Die sind übrigens jetzt am Samstag auch beim Wutz Rock zu hören. Und tschüss.